Hello.
Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Solidly Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
All right. So on this week, we have decided to talk about 50 episodes.
Right.
And making it to the magic number of 50. Can you believe it's been 50 episodes already?
Yes, I can believe it.
Oh, you can believe it? I can't believe it. Man, how time is blown by.
So, yes.
With this Reflections podcast. So we started when? In December of 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think it was like, what, December 12th or something like that?
I don't know. But yeah, it's almost December again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that we would be going this long?
Yes.
Oh, okay. For real?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I thought we might have would, you know, do it for a few months.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm here, I'm thinking, you know, I know we're not going to stop because you don't stop.
Yeah, that's true, too. But, you know, got that thing called homework and all that.
That's right. And we're still doing it. We're still on track.
Yes. So what do you think has been our best episode? I know we kind of touched bases on this for a little project that you had to do, but I decided to actually do a whole episode on
reflections
of the podcast. And what do you think about the podcast?
I think it's going really well. I just wish that I had more time to put towards it, because when we first started, I said I was going to do stories. You know, stories weekly.
Yeah.
But I haven't started doing that yet.
Yep. I wonder why. All right. So no stories weekly yet. Mm-hmm. But at least we have been putting out a podcast every week, though.
And since we've started, we have our children's book together that came out in April. Yeah. Bubble Slim, Nuggets and Gems.
That's right. That's right. So with when you said that, though, isn't Bubble Slim Nuggets and Gems 2 supposed to be out real soon?
Yes, it's almost done. It's just that, you know, we just have to be focused on it and just get the task done.
Yeah, so we got a few more things that we got to finish up on that. Then after that, Bubble Slim Nuggets and Gems 2 would be out. So when do you think Bubble Slim Nuggets and Gems would be out? Just a rough guesstimate. Maybe
it
March?
Hopefully before then, because you know how long it took to
get things
first started.
Yeah. So, yeah, but now we, you know, we got a professional working with us, so it shouldn't be that bad.
Right.
So I'm thinking that it should be out by
I was thinking like February.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking for Black History Month. How about that?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, this one's gonna be a little bit longer.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Bubble Slim be a little bit longer. But hey, remember, let's stay on topic. So the topic for today is, once again, reflections on the podcast. And so we'll go back and we'll look at some of the episodes that we actually have. So we have over 50 of them. Mm-hmm. So which one did you say you think was...
I think the first, well, the very first one, I thought was, you know, it's comical.
Yeah. Yeah. That one when we couldn't,
you know, you and I didn't agree.
Which, what happened after we met.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. That one was okay. But I like the one where we actually met with the parishes. Mm-hmm. And it was the couple
that had
been married for 59 years.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She actually
57,
me.
Right?
57, 58, 59, hey, it's still an eternity.
Exactly.
Right? That's a long time to be married.
To one person.
That's right. So to God be the glory for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact years, but I know somewhere
between 57 and 59.
Yeah, it's somewhere north of 55. Mm-hmm. So, and we're not even 55 yet. So,
I know.
Man, to God be the glory for
God
that.
God be the glory.
Yes. So, and they like they're still in love.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I actually picked up some good stuff from Sister Parrish about flowers or whatever.
That's right.
And with that, though, about just the other day when we were talking to someone, and we're not going to say who, but they said, man, I ain't buying no flowers.
Oh,
them flowers ain't going to do nothing but die. Remember that?
Because, well, you remember it because that's what you used to say.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I still say that.
Yeah, just go get, well, they can die, but you can go get some more.
Yeah. But what did that person say, though? They was like, man,
that's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So, but he was a guy, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what, I guess he was just looking at the
cost.
Yeah, because after about a week or so, 7 days.
Yeah, but what did your mom said, you know, before she passed years ago?
I remember she said, give me my flowers while I'm living.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Like I said, I mean, I don't know how we got on the flowers thing again, but I think we was just on a reflection of our episodes. But yeah, so now I actually bring flowers home every now and then, you know.
What is my reaction?
And I don't want these flowers.
Yeah, that's right.
But your reaction is that, wow, thank you.
My face light up. I know it. I know my face light up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, your face light up.
Okay.
Yeah, but my pocket is also a little lighter.
Oh, please.
But that's okay. All right. So yeah, so I learned something from that episode. So I think as long as you keep growing in life and learning, you know, hey, then it's well worth it.
Well worth it.
No matter whether how many people you touch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my, I think that was my favorite episode overall. And then you said the first episode.
The first episode, but then there's many that I like, really.
Yeah. Well, I like all of them.
Yeah, it's just one, those ones that stand out to you.
Yeah, that stood out. Those, that one actually stood out to me more so.
He learned some things. That's probably why.
Yeah, I would say that.
And it was a really good episode. It really was. Yeah. Really good episode.
And I also like when we were talking with the Tubbses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how we were
reflecting
on what we used to do with the adult sleepovers.
Yes, and then that, I just thought about this. It's like, this reminds you of true friendship, because we've known them years, you know. And then when we talk to them, it's like we haven't missed a beat. It's not like we talk every week or every day or anything, but when we talk to them, it's like we didn't miss a beat. It's almost like we're back where we used to be. That's the difference.
And that's been a long time ago.
Mm-hmm, that's been a long time ago.
Yeah you're right. I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. And I also like the episode where we were talking about our trips that we used to take to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that one, that episode.
Yeah.
And, that was a good one. Yeah. And I actually had the minor back issue.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever,
yeah. That was cool.
Right. Yeah. Because if you remember, I was almost at the point where I was like, nah, I don't think I'm gonna be able to make that, if you remember that, right?
But it started, your back started happening, started acting up at the last minute.
Yeah
Mm-hmm.
It was
then
like
took the plane.
Yeah, like a couple days prior to the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And man, I was in, it was rough.
Yeah
Real rough. But we made it through that. And then how we were talking about the little car that I rented.
Oh my God.
Yeah, for four people. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it was like the one guy said, everybody was sitting shoulder to shoulder. Right? So we was like everybody the Incredibles was
sitting,
in there.
Sitting shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, that's an old joke that someone told me at work about how they got in a Honda Accord. Mm-hmm. No, not a Honda Accord, but a little Civic or something like that.
That's like,
And now they, you know, both of them, I guess they're a little huskier, you know?
Yeah.
You said they were sitting shoulder to shoulder.
That's like Bruce, you know, his stand-up. He said, you know, Bruce is a big guy, even when he lost that weight. Right? Yeah. And he said his cousin, about as big as he is or bigger, right? He came up, he pulled up. I forgot what kind of car it was. And he said, but man, where am I gonna sit? His cousin said, "You can sit in the back." He said, "The policeman thought it was like four or five people in there, somewhere more." I was like, "Lord have mercy!"
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah, yep. That was a good episode too, man. Yep. And actually, what other reflection ones
that we had?
The one with the Gravedigger.
Gravedigger. I like that one too.
Yep.
I do. I like that one.
Gravedigger had some good jokes.
Yep, he did. Before. He wanted to go on and on.
Yes. Comedian Gravedigger. And then he actually also remember he was telling us about the other place that he went off of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Remember he was telling us about that too. But we won't share.
Right. Remember? Everything that he told
you. Yeah, because, you know, he didn't want that to be on the actual podcast.
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that was a good one too. So.
And that just reminds me, he was talking about, you know, when he used to, I think Sinbad used to be in the army. And Sinbad is his health. You know, I'd like to send out, you know, prayers for him and his family because he's in a bad predicament now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, prayers for that brother and everyone else
who's going through with the mass shootings. There, the families that's connected to that.
Yes.
To the mass shootings and even the shooter's family.
Yeah, that's true too.
You have to pray for them.
That's true too. So we won't I would like to talk about that on another podcast.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
that needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
You know, that needs to be, there needs to be a conversation.
It does. Because honestly, that was just right here in our backyard, mm-hmm, basically.
Backyard, actually.
You know?
Yeah.
Like one city over.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. One I used to work over. Work in the mall that's located there in that city.
Yeah. In Chesapeake. So that's something that we need to talk about.
Mental health.
Connected. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And treating people how you would want to be treated.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you know, treating people how you want to be treated because you don't know how people are going to react to how, if you're treating someone negatively, how are they going to act or how they're going to, if they're going to retaliate, how they're going to retaliate.
Yeah, correct. And remember, that's one of my pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you always hear me say that. Just treat people how you would like to be treated.
Exactly.
You never know that person's state of mind.
Exactly.
Or anything, you know.
Right.
And so you just have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to treat people.
If
we could do that. And remember how we talked about on the cruise one that we just did,
mm-hmm,
like a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm,
about how that guy on the ship said, if people on the cruise ship can treat each other how they treat each other, mm-hmm, on the cruise, if you could take that out into the world,
yes,
how much better it would of a be. Place it would,
mm-hmm,
be.
How much better, you know, of a state it would be in.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
That
exactly. Yeah.
That if you treat people how you would like to be treated.
And then if you don't, you know, if you don't care for someone, you really don't need to be around that person. You know, just don't. You know, if you got to act negatively, you probably need to remove yourself from their presence because that affects people.
Yes, I agree.
So,
I totally agree with you on that. But that is something, too, that we can actually talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the reflection show.
Right.
If those episodes, any of them, you know, I know that they've touched people in different ways or whatever, because I know we have some people that say they listen every time a new show comes
out.
So we are grateful,
grateful and thankful to God that we followed, you know, we heard his calling, because at first what were we going to be talking about? It was going to be a YouTube channel, and what car were we going to be focused on?
That's how it started. Yeah, correct, because I was going to get that particular car or whatever, and then we was going to do some traveling around
and just show how it, you know, how it is in certain atmospheres or certain places or whatever.
But we still have the YouTube channel that I plan on doing that.
Right. He hasn't gotten the car yet.
Nope. haven't ordered yet. But remember also on one of the first shows that we did, we talked about people reaching out to their congressmen or congresswomen about that $7,500 tax credit for the electric cars or whatever. So that actually came to pass. So that's what we're kind of waiting on. I know it's been passed or whatever, but in January 1st, some of these other car companies that have sold more than enough units, they should be back on the list, and we should be able to get the $7,500
credit
from that. I think the car has to be delivered to you after January 1st or whatever. So I wanted to make sure that the car is delivered after January.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to miss $7,500.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if you can get that tax break or that break.
Yeah. Yeah, that tax rebate or whatever it's called. I don't know what they're calling it, but so that was actually a good show too.
Yeah.
Yep. So I really enjoyed doing that one. What other shows?
Let's see. When we talked about autism, you know, there's families out there that's listening, you know, out there, even our friend even said, you know, it touched him, because that's what, you know, he's dealing with that. And there, you know, there are some times where people are going through things and they don't know how to deal with it. And they don't know how to express it, even how to feel, or Do I supposed to feel this way? Do I not supposed to feel this way? You know, and he was just saying that it helped him.
Yes.
You know, deal with what he's going through.
Yes, correct.
You know, so especially, you know, you're a father and you have a son that has autism or whatever. That's a totally different thing than a mom, you know, dealing with her male child, and which is, you know, us.
Yes.
You know, yep,
that's right.
But now, you know, I know that, you know, he's an angel in our life. You know, that's what I said, you know, now.
So that was actually a good show too.
That was,
You know, we've gotten some feedback from some people that listened and said that that was actually a good one also. So, hey, if you're listening now and you're just now finding the Silently Blessed podcast,
welcome.
All of these podcasts are available on Amazon, Google, iHeart, Pandora, anywhere that you get your podcast. So all of these things that we're talking about, they're on episodes, right, that have already been recorded, and you can look back through the catalog and look through all of them. There's like 50 of them at the time of this recording. I think this is the 51st show right here. But once we got to 50, I said, hey, we at least got to do a reflection show, you know, about the podcast and what we think about it and how it actually came about. Yeah. I think we've actually gotten better at the podcast.
I know. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
you know, he's a pro. He's always been good at it.
No, I wouldn't say that.
The episodes I really like is when we talk about financial literacy.
Yes.
You know, I like when we talk about that, because I think that everyone needs that. You know, well, there's many people that need it.
You know,
so.
And it's not about how much money you got. Mm-hmm. It's about what you do with what you got, right?
And you know, and
that was one of the good things that we talked about.
Exactly,
too,
exactly.
And just because somebody has something or whatever
that you love and that you desire to have does not mean that you have to have it then.
Correct.
You know, if you don't have the finances then, you know, what do you look like get going out there and getting that product or, you know, whatever you want, and you don't have the money, you're going to feel the consequences later.
Yes.
You know, so.
And just think what we got coming up now. You know, the holiday for Christmas or whatever.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
When it's Jesus' birthday, and exactly. Everybody think they're supposed to be getting something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. So, that's what man made it about.
Yeah, big presents. Money makers, man. Shoot. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it.
Yes.
You know, so that's what happens with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that was actually a good one, too, though, when we were talking about those J's.
Yeah, we talked about that in a few episodes.
Yes.
Yeah. And actually, we were talking about that when we had visitors for Thanksgiving, you know, who Rajon invited.
Yes.
We were talking about how people want certain things like those expensive J's or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they wait in line. Only in America where you wait in line to spend that money, and if somebody cuts you in line, you're ready to fight.
Yeah,
you want to spend $500 to $600 on a pair of shoes, and you're ready to fight, and someone cuts you in line, just afraid that you're not going to get it.
That's
you
right. So, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, that mindset that needs to be changed. You know, because what you think a shoe is going to make a difference in your life? You think that's going to be fruitful in your life?
Yeah, but you're right about that. And you know what else just passed too, which was the Black Friday. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes,
Black Friday.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So with that, you know what happened with that, right? I actually got up. Me and Rajon went out there about 4 something. I think we got to the store about, I don't know, maybe 4:45 or something like that.
I know I wasn't.
Yeah, so we were out there for that.
Yeah.
So we
Oh, I think you like the hustle and bustle.
Yeah, just to be among the actual people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I don't have a problem with you know, the crowds on that that day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's another good one that we actually talked about where you're just out there just to be amongst the crowd or whatever.
But it's a good experience if that's what you're looking for. You don't have to buy that much. You don't have to buy anything to be out there in the crowd. My thing for years is, Bernard, you would come back and get me, and then sometimes I'd go to Starbucks, but now I make my own coffee. I have my coffee while we look through the papers or whatever. It's just an experience.
This is part one. Please join us next week for part two and the conclusion.
Come on back next week now. Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. Silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. SILENTLY. BLESSEDMEDIA@gmail.com. One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram. Just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace and blessings. Until next time. Don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.